This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to some new numbers from the Labor Department. Job openings jumped to a four-year high in June, 3.7 million. Seems strange considering we learned less than a week ago that the country has an 8.3% unemployment rate right now. To help us make sense of this, we've got John Sylvia on the line from Charlotte. He's chief economist with Wells Fargo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, so explain this discrepancy, John. I mean, how is it possible that with this kind of unemployment rate that U.S. job openings are at a four-year high?
Well, I think the dominant factor is the skills mismatch. You have a lot of unemployed people, and we can think about a lot of people in the construction business, for example, building the housing, et cetera, and then manufacturing, low and semi-skilled manufacturing. Once they become unemployed, it's unlikely they're going to be able to take jobs in the professional and business services, education and health. Those sectors require a very, very different set of skills.
Well, if part of the mismatch is due to people in construction and manufacturing, does there need to be a new push for a rebirth of the manufacturing industry in this country, or just more training for those people to move into other professions?
Yeah, I would emphasize the training. The modern manufacturing worker is not the assembly line worker turning a screw like they were in the old days. The modern manufacturing worker oftentimes operates with a laptop or manipulates a screen or something. So I think it's retraining workers to deal with the modern 21st century manufacturing.
Is the mismatch getting worse or better right now? Are there more job openings compared to the amount of people who are out of work?
Yeah, if you look at the imbalance between unemployment and vacancies, it has gotten worse over the last year or two, in part because we're not generating and getting these people the training that they need to be competitive. Now, you know, for a lot of young people just out of college, that's not true. Young people are adaptable. They're willing to try things. They're easy to move. So what you see here is a rising problem among people in their late 30s, 40s, and 50s, but a diminishing problem in terms of young people.
John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo, thank you so much for your time this morning.
You got it. Thank you.